Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible, it's the Holy Bible, you can call it. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. These businesses help support the ministry and the purchase of the Bibles. For world product profits or digital information products, go to ravishingrevenues.com. I have a list of also other products such as weight loss business, open a business, and so forth there. That's ravishingrevenues.com. To promote your website or business, go to easyhitsyou.com. That's easyhitsyou.com. For parts, mechanical parts for your vehicle, go to partsautomotive.biz. That is partsautomotive.biz. Or autobodyparts1968.com. autobodyparts1968.com. Also, I have a new album out. It's called Dark Glow in My Heart. It's Christian music, helps you to be spiritual and to live by the Spirit. If you'd like to buy the album to support the ministries or just to have some good music to listen to, go to songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. That again is songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. And you could press on one of the keys, the iTunes or Amazon key. There are several selections there for you to buy. All right, let me begin the ministry. And it goes to say, James, the third chapter, not many of you should become teachers, my brother, since you know that we will be judged more severely. For we all stumble in many ways. If someone does not stumble in what he says, he is a mature man who can bridle his whole body. If we put a bit in, okay, we've covered that. We're on chapter 4, and it goes to say, what is causing all the quarrels and fights among you? Isn't it your desires battling inside you? You desire things and don't have them. You kill and you are jealous and you still can't get them. So you fight and quarrel. The reason you don't have is that you don't pray. Remember that. The reason these brothers and sisters out here are suffering today even harder than us is because they don't pray or believe or hold trust. Or you pray and don't receive because you pray with the wrong motive. The wrong motive. You don't want to pray with the wrong motives, meaning anything that goes in contradiction against the word, the Tanakh. That of wanting to indulge your own desire. You unfaithful wives, don't you know that loving the world is hating God? Whoever chooses to be the world's friend makes himself God's enemy. Or do you suppose the scripture speaks in vain when it says that there is a spirit in us which longs to envy? But the grace he gives is greater, which is why it says, God opposes the arrogant, but to the humble he gives grace. So remember that, to the humble God gives grace. Or salvation and deliverance. Therefore, submit to God. Moreover, take a stand against the adversary, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. Clean your hands, sinners. Purify your hearts, You double-minded people, wail, mourn, sob. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Remember, the Lord lifts up those who are humble. Brothers, stop speaking against each other. Whoever speaks against a brother or judges a brother is speaking against Torah and judging Torah. And if you judge Torah, you are not a doer of what Torah says, but a judge. There is but one giver of Torah, he is also the judge, with the power to deliver and to destroy. Who do you think you are judging, your fellow human being? Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city. Stay there a year trading and make a profit. You don't even know if you will be alive tomorrow. So remember that. Trying to strive for these worldly things, you don't know if the next day is promised to you, which is why you should strive for spiritual things, holy things. For all you are is a mist that appears for a little while and then disappears. Instead, you ought to say, if Adonai wants it to happen, we will live to do this or that. But as it is, in your arrogance, you boast. All such boasting is evil. So then, anyone who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it is committing a sin. So if you know righteousness, you fail to do it, you're committing a sin. So don't be a reproach to good, but you want to be as a loyal servant to good. You don't want to bring reproach knowing right from wrong, and yet you continue to do wrong. Next, a word for the rich. Weep and wail over the hardships coming upon you. Your riches have rotted and your clothes have become moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evident against you, and will eat up your flesh like fire. This is the Akaret Hayaman, and you have been storing up wealth. Listen, the wages you have fraudulently withheld from the workers who mold your fields are calling out against you, and the outcries of those who harvested have reached the ears of Adonai Tishrach. You have led a life of luxury and self-indulgence here on earth in a time of slaughter. You have gone on eating to your heart's content. You have condemned, you have murdered the innocent. They have not withstood you. So, brothers, be patient until the Lord returns. See how the farmer wants for the precious fruit of the earth. He is patient over it until it receives the fall and spring rains. You too, be patient, keep up your courage, for the Lord's return is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers, so that you won't come under condemnation. Look, the judge is standing at the door. As an example of suffering mistreatment and being patient, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of Adonai. Look, we regard those who persevered as blessed. You have heard of perseverance of Ayub, and you know what the purpose of Adonai was, that Adonai is very compassionate and merciful. Above all, brothers, stop swearing oaths, not by leaven, not by the earth, and not by any other formula. Rather, let your yes simply mean yes and your no simply no, so that you won't fall under condemnation. So all this going about swearing on your mother, your brother, and this and that, don't do it. Just let your yes mean yes and your no, no. If someone among you in trouble, he should pray. If someone feeling good, he should sing songs of praise. So if you're in a good mood, rejoice and give praise to the Creator. If someone among you ill, he should call for the elders of the congregation. They will pray for him and rub olive oil on him in the name of the Lord. The prayer offered with trust will heal the one who is ill. The Lord will restore his health, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, openly acknowledge your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. So we want to acknowledge the other sins of the brothers and sisters to help to build them up and encourage them not to sin, to go on sinning, but to give them spiritual encouragement and prayers so that they change their ways. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Elihu was only a human being like us, yet he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And no rain fell on the Lord on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the land produces crops. My brothers, if one of you wanders from the truth, and someone causes him to return, you should know that whoever turns a sinner from his wandering path will save him from death and cover many sins. So even for those brothers and sisters that are reproaches, that go about knowing the truth, but yet turn and do otherwise, by causing them to return from their sins, we have covered their sins in the blood of Yeshua, or the blood of Christ. For those of you who don't know the name, Yeshua or Yeshua is Jesus Christ. All right, that is my ministry for today, and I'm going to be leaving you. I'm going to say a prayer, and then I'm out of here. Good, I petition you to strengthen the brothers and sisters up. I pray that you bring in more harvests to the work so that these brothers may return from their sins and their worldly ways and direct their footsteps towards righteousness and a holy path of good. I pray that you encourage their hearts to want to long for the truth and to trust in good and to persevere in the truth and to go on teaching others. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.